Steveston residents are calling on the city to halt the development of a self-storage facility project near London Landing. But the current zoning allows such a facility to be built, therefore, the property owner doesn't have to get city council to change it. Jim Pattison Enterprises applied to the City of Richmond to construct a two-story commercial self-storage facility at the south end of No. 2 Road. Some London Landing residents cite community safety concerns and unsightliness that they think would follow if the proposed self-storage facility were allowed to go ahead. Rather than enhancing the community, the facility would devalue the area along No. 2 Road and take away from the historical architecture in the area. Because the current zoning allows self-storage buildings, a public hearing isn't required before a development permit can be issued. A letter has since been circulating in the London Landing community with many people signing it and forwarding it to the City of Richmond. The design of the building turns its back on the historic context and is a jarring departure from the thoughtfully curated design elsewhere, reads the letter. It is an inappropriate building for an inappropriate use that has no place in our community. Not only does the facility not help the community, it also doesn't provide retail, commercial or restaurant expansion opportunities, the letter states. Currently, the neighborhood is surrounded by residential and commercial buildings including three childcare facilities, a music school, a Montessori elementary school, several medical clinics, coffee shops and restaurants. In a letter submitted to the Richmond News, resident Marius Roved said the proposed storage facility threatens the heritage site, fragile wildlife, and the safety and well-being of the residents, especially young children in the area. We understand the importance of economic development and hosting events in our city, said Roved. However, this particular development proposal crosses a line. London Landing residents are asking City Council to amend the zoning to remove self-storage and other passive uses from the site.